Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be.
Much for being here today on November 20th. We're just a week away from Thanksgiving here in the United States. Can you believe that? It seems like the fall just disappeared for me. How about you? And, you know, I have been so busy. Those of you who have listened to the show know that I just moved, actually just finished moving in a week ago. And so then, you know, it's the unpacking, sorting, seeing what pictures work in the new place and what doesn't work, what furniture fits, what doesn't, and that sort of thing. So it's been a really great experience for me. This is actually, I have to say, the best move I think I've ever made in my life. And I moved a lot in my 20s. And I hated moving, but this move, I was really ready to move, and I was able to let go of so much old stuff. furniture and things that had meaning to them, things like that. And for example, I may have talked about this, but I don't remember, but my dining room set, which was a beautiful, solid mahogany antique dining room set that I had had for a little, maybe 25 years, maybe a little bit longer. And my former husband and I had purchased it from a friend. It was her parents' dining room set, and they had bought it when it was new. So it was in really great condition, and it was a beautiful piece of furniture. And we had lots of good memories around that table. But there was one memory that really changed the energy around the dining room set for me and for my oldest son. And I didn't know for many, many years that my oldest son had witnessed what had happened with this set. And I was strangled on the table by my ex-husband of this dining room set. And my youngest didn't witness it and had no idea what had happened. And my youngest was in love with this dining room set. Ryan loves old things, loves vintage clothing, has a real love for that sort of thing. And so I kept the dining room set for a number of reasons. One, because it was such a beautiful piece of furniture, and it would cost $20,000 now to replace it, would not be probably of the same quality. And because Ryan loved this furniture so much, and Ryan didn't have that bad image associated with it, only had good things associated with it, like the time when Ryan was about, maybe 4 years old, and Justin had some friends over for dinner, and all of a sudden Ryan yells out, "Rice Rocket!" And he blows rice through his nose. Where that came from, we had no idea. And we were also shocked that one of the kids laughed so hard, he flipped backwards over on the chair and landed on the floor. So we had a lot of great memories around that table as well. But not one memory for my oldest child totally could not get that image out of his head. And no matter how many good holidays and memories we had surrounding that dining room set, he could not bring himself to even eat at that table. And now that I'm actually speaking this out loud, his stepdad used to force him or try to force him to clean his plate and eat his meals. And we used to get into big arguments about this, because I would say, if the kid's not hungry, he's not hungry. Or if he doesn't like this, he doesn't like it. Don't eat him, make him eat if he'll eat if he's hungry. And Justin is very strong-willed. In fact, at one point, we were seeing a counselor, and the counselor said in his 30 years of practice, he had never seen someone as stubborn as my son Justin, and he diagnosed him with some kind of obstinance diagnosis. I can't remember what exactly it was. And he was right. And anything you said, Justin would do the opposite. Never, go along with whatever was said. And anyway, so that being said, it was many, many years later when Justin blurted out one day that he saw what happened around this dining room furniture. And I said, "Oh my God, honey, why didn't you tell me?" And of course, he was 12 years old at the time. And how do you ever get over witnessing your mother being strangled by your stepfather on the dining room table, and then keeping that to yourself for so many years? So he has a lot of healing that he needs to do around that, and many things in our lives, his life. My ex-husband was not what I thought him to be when I married him. And he was really a chameleon. And I'm sure many of you who are listening can relate to this and maybe have had situations where you've gotten into a relationship with someone, and then, you know, after a while, you're like, oh my God, I don't even know this person. So really, the key is learning to understand people. And by understanding yourself, that helps you to understand people. See, I didn't understand that I came from a family of alcoholics and that I would naturally gravitate towards someone who was an alcoholic or have a drug problem. I didn't know that when I was, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. And I actually didn't know that for many years, probably until, let's see, Ryan, I had Ryan at like 27. And it wasn't until I took a parenting course that I realized that my family was really screwed up. And you might be able to relate to this, I'm sure, on some level, somewhere in your life. And so I began this quest to become unscrewed up, because when you grow up in a family that's screwed up, it affects you. Your family gives you all your grounding. They teach you everything that you know about who you think you are. And then, you know, I'm 50 now, and I'm just learning. I'm just beginning to uncover pieces of me that I had buried so long ago. And it's really quite amazing and remarkable to me observing this process. You know, I started this process, like I said, when I was 27. And I actually started before that, because I really started searching out spirituality when I was about 15 years old. And I was brought up Catholic, and I loved my religion. But when my parents got divorced, my mother and I were in church one Sunday. And if you're familiar with Catholic or Christian religion, you know, at one point they do a blessing and they give out the host, the bread of life, or the bread of Christ, whatever. And I just loved the whole thing about it. I loved the saints. I loved Mary Magdalene. I just embraced it, and it felt good for me. But then my mother, this one Sunday, after she had gotten divorced, I, you know, stood up to go receive communion, and she didn't get up. And I said, Ma, come on, we got to go up. It's time for communion. And she looked at me and said, I can't. And I said, well, what do you mean you can't? She said, I can't. I'm divorced now. I have a mortal sin. And I said, what? That's ridiculous. Come on, let's go. She wouldn't go. And I believe she died believing that she was bad in some way, because she had gotten divorced, because the Catholic Church said it's not acceptable. Well, you know, people change. And when some of these laws were made, people didn't expect to live beyond 35 years old. And if you lived to 40, that was a long time. Now people live into their 70s, 80s, 90s. And, you know, as you change and grow, if your partner doesn't, then sometimes there's no option but to walk away. So anyhow, my dad was a pretty severe alcoholic. But I mean, I love my dad. And, you know, I love him more than the world. And, you know, I just spent time with him a couple of days ago. And, you know, of course, I'll be spending some time with him next week as well. He's not perfect. He's rough around the edges. But he's always been there for me when I needed somebody to be there. And, you know, I adore him, even though it didn't work out with him and my mom, even though, you know, my sisters don't speak to him, whatever. And my brothers didn't have a relationship. He was abusive when we were growing up. I don't remember ever experiencing being abused by my dad, but I certainly witnessed my brothers, and especially my brother James, God rest his soul. And, you know, my brother James took that sorrow to his grave of being beaten by my father, because we had talked about it and actually talked about it the night before he passed away. the night before he took his life. You know, and if you've listened, you know, to my show, then you know that my brother committed suicide a year ago, August. And if you, this is your first time tuning in, then you now know that my brother committed suicide in August. And that was really difficult for me, very difficult. And I don't know why we're on such a somber, somber show today. Well, I actually do know why, because the planets are coming together for us to really sit doing deep reflecting in this next month, coming beginning with this new moon that we have this week. And the new moon sets the tone for the next month. So the tone for this next month for all of us is really about deep thinking and deep reflecting around your beliefs. And that could be religious beliefs. It can be your around your family. You know, beliefs that you have that other people have sort of instilled upon you or given you. Beliefs that you grew up with. Laws from the government. Whatever. Things like that. And this is a time really to stand your ground because especially with the holidays coming, there are always others that we bump into over the holidays. And the planets this next month are really going to accentuate that and point that out, that there'll be some bumping going on. So be ready for that. But also be ready, rather than just to bump up and say, well, this is my belief and this is, you know, the only way it is, or this is the right way. Be open to expand your heart and your mind and embrace others and their opinions. Ooh, take a deep breath, because that's big. You know, that's really big. Well, you know, this person believes in reincarnation. I don't believe in that. That's nonsense. We only have one life, blah, blah, blah. Well, everyone's entitled to their own beliefs. And often as we go through life, our beliefs change. So just be open to the possibility when others are sharing with you over these next 4 to 5 weeks, over the holiday season, that maybe there's something in there for you. Maybe there's some kind of insight or inspiration. No matter what the other person's religion or heritage or background is, take the opportunity to be the shining light, the shining example for others around you, to be able to openly listen and receive something different. You never know what you're going to get out of it. And you never know what the other person will also receive. You know, I'm in healer school, and a perfect example of this is one thing that happened over the weekend. One of the girls in my women in my group has discovered that she's really critical, and sometimes she can be ruthless in her criticalness with herself and with others. And she found that really hurt her, knowing that and understanding that now about herself. And we were doing an exercise where we were blindfolded, and you had to find someone in the room by touching their hands that you felt a connection with. And so when she found her person, or her person found her, and then we all sat down, and the instruction was to give the other person a hand massage. And somebody has to decide who's going first, that sort of thing. And it was a very interesting exercise. And you never take the blindfold off during the exercise, because this is a sensory thing. And she found herself going into her critical self and saying, wow, this person doesn't give a good hand massage. This hand massage is awful. I want a really good hand massage. And now I'm going to show her how it's done when I give her hand massage. And that's exactly what she did. And then when the blindfolds were off, the other person asked for feedback. And she said to the other person, "I felt like I didn't get a very good hand massage." And the other person was hurt by that because she obviously was doing the best that she could. And so they both walked away feeling kind of bad because the woman who delivered the message realized that she can be ruthless and seem like she's uncaring. And the person receiving that was hurt because, you know, that was hard to hear. And yet, the next day, the person who received the message came back to her and thanked her for delivering the message because she was able to then look at being open to perhaps doing something different. And the person who delivered the message thanked her because she had trouble receiving from other people and a need to control what other people were giving to her of. And so they both received a healing on many levels because now the person who had this ruthless quality could now see that, oh, I have trouble receiving from others and I have a need to control. And now maybe I can be a little bit more open to receiving from others in the way that they can deliver it. And it was really a great opportunity for both of them to have this new awareness about themselves and this new understanding. And it gave them an opportunity for their hearts to open. And the next day, you could see that they both had changed. Their faces were different. The woman who had that ruthless part of character in her makeup was more soft. As we continued our class the next day, she started to begin to understand that as a child, she was not allowed to have a voice. She was not allowed to have an opinion. It was her dad's way, and that was it. And so she picked up those characteristics. And now she can recognize and realize that perhaps I can soften a little bit. Perhaps I can allow other people to do things in the way that they can do it, offer it in whatever way they can offer it. And it was really beautiful for all of us. And I'm sharing this story with you today because of what is going on planetarily. And it's an opportunity for every single one of you to be able to take this story or a story like this and apply it in your own life. Perhaps you're ruthless and critical. And if you're ruthless and critical with other people, then you are also with yourself. So where can you allow something different? Where can you perhaps allow some softness to come into your life? So really be aware this next month, this next 4 or 5 weeks coming into the holiday season. We have Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and even into the new year. And I have the chills, so my guides really want to extend this into the new year because I believe, and this belief could be wrong, and I'm willing to be open to for it to be different, but I believe that how we end our old year is important, and how we begin our new year sets a tone for the entire year for us. So I really want you to think about that. And think about how you want to finish this year up because we're already in the energy of the year ending and the energy of the new year is already coming in. How do you want to finish up this year of 2014? And how do you want to expand and grow into 2015? What do you want 2015 to look like for you? What kind of transformation can you allow in your life in these next 6 weeks? What kind of realizations about yourself can you make and recognize and embrace? And also, what can you embrace and recognize in others? And you may not agree with others' opinions. You may not agree with how others see certain things. And that's okay. You don't have to embrace them as your own and take those beliefs on. But what I'm suggesting is just be open to whatever that person is going through, whatever beliefs they share is right for them at the moment. And that's okay. And then turn that to yourself and be sure to be the shining light and the shining example of your own true self. And if you don't know who you are, start searching to find who you are. I've been in this process of searching and transformation for over 20 years, and I'm still amazed to find there are so many parts about me that I don't recognize or didn't acknowledge or don't know or I'm not aware of. Or maybe I'm aware of them, but I'm just not ready to accept or embrace them. And I'll give you a little storyline with that. Doing one of the exercises over the last month for healing class, we were doing a Debbie Ford exercise out of the Dark Side of the Light Chasers book. And you may want to take a look at it yourself because it's a really phenomenal book, and it really helps you start looking at the pieces of you that you maybe not even acknowledge or aware that they're there. And the particular exercise that we focused on is the bus trip. And basically, you know, it's like you're going to go on a bus. So you go to the bus station and you wait for the bus, and the bus comes and you get on the bus, you look for the empty seat, and then you look at whoever or whatever is sitting next to you. Well, my bus kept showing up as a toy bus, a toys from my own childhood, like the Fisher-Price People bus. And I'd look at the bus and I'd look down at it and say, well, how can I get in that? I can't get in that bus. It's a Fisher-Price People bus. And then somebody on the line or in the chat room is holding on to words and have not been expressing them in their life because I'm getting all choked up and this isn't my stuff. So if you're on the line or if you're in the chat room and you're holding on to your words, it's time for you to think about clearing that up. And I may or may not speak to you on the line live today. So if I do select you, let me know that that's you. I just need to take a drink of water here for a second. Hold on. So I just kept getting these little toy buses. I got this combination of a Weebles bus. I didn't have Weebles, but my sisters did. And it was a combination of a Weebles Partridge Family bus, and it was deformed, and it had one big wheel, and, you know, anyway. And then I got a little tiny Matchbox bus. And when it came to looking at the buses that I was getting, what came up was somewhere in my childhood, I was made to be small. Because I have a big personality, I have a huge heart, and I have a huge mission in my life. And I was too big in my life and in my presence for my family. So I was squashed, and I was made to be small. Now, when you're a kid growing up, you don't understand or recognize that. But that being said, we also pick the perfect families for our experience. Now, it's taken me all these years to embrace that I am a big personality. I have a big heart, and I have a huge mission, which I've known since I was a kid that I have this big mission, and it extends way beyond on myself and my immediate community, and it's really a global mission. And I'm so grateful for the people who are in my life and who have come into my life over the years who are now helping me recognize and supporting that mission. And you're all part of that. And I'm having this big heart moment right now, this heart opening. I'm feeling so much love and gratitude for all of you for being here, because it's not just me being here for you. I also get a gift from every single one of you, all of you who I talk with, all of you who I have the pleasure of reading for or counseling with. You all give me a gift in living my dream, in living my life purpose. So I want to just send out that deep gratitude and thanks to you right now in this moment. So just accept that and embrace that. And if you have a hard time receiving in your life, take a moment and breathe that in and recognize that. Perhaps somewhere in your life you were told that you're not good enough. Many of us were. And we've lived in this belief that you're not good enough, that you're clumsy, that you can't sing as well as you think you do, that you're fat, that you're too skinny, that you're not smart, whatever it is. So few of us lived a childhood where our families embraced us for all the qualities that we came in with. And, you know, it's not their fault. It's just where they were. And remember, we all picked that family to give us the perfect experience to become who we're meant to be. So really soak that. It's not that our families were to mold us into anything. It's that our families gave us the gift for us now to be able to go back and look at our lives and look at our situation growing up, to take that now as tools to become the brilliant person you are meant to be. Because each and every one of you are your own shining star in this big, vast universe, and your light, no matter how bright it is meant to be here, and you are meant to do the things that you decided to come in and do before you arrived here. You know, my mission is to help others love themselves, embrace themselves, to be able to shed the things and the beliefs that other people have instilled upon you, and to share that with the world. And even beyond that, it's to expand and help the children of the world, to help them at a younger age so it could be maybe a little bit easier, even if it's for one person. And oftentimes, you know, that comes through working with the parents or working with the grandparents, to do things a little bit differently, to step out of their family zone. And it can get uncomfortable when you do that. It can get really hard and really uncomfortable. So you have to surround yourself with a group of people who support you. And most often it's outside of your family unit. So find people who are like-minded, who can support you and embrace you and love you through your journey. And sometimes love means giving someone a message that you think they might not receive well. Now, of course, how you deliver the message is important too. You know, you can deliver the message without cutting people in half. We've all experienced that. Most of us who are, if you're listening, you probably have had experiences in your family where you felt like you were just chopped down. You want to be careful not to do that with other people. Share your truth, but do it in a way that you would want to receive it as well. Okay, that being said, I do want to just say hi to everybody in the chat room. I think I've already done that, but I'm not sure. And all of you who are on the line, I'm going to try to get to all of your calls, and the switchboard is really full, and we have 23 minutes left. So this is what I'm going to ask of you who are calling in, to please have one specific question to ask. And when I pick up the line, tell me something that you're grateful for. Tell me a story of what you're grateful for today, or in your life in general. But have one clear, specific question. You know, the question of what do you see for my love life is very general and not specific. So think about that. Think about one clear, specific question, okay? Because I want to get to as many calls possible today. And while we're doing that, just a little housekeeping. How to find me when I'm not on Blog Talk Radio is really simple. Go to my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. From there, you can link to my social media. You can like me on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm not sure if I have my Pinterest link on there or not, but honestly, I'm really not on Pinterest that often. But like my Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. That's where everything happens on my public page. You know, not a lot happens on my private page. And, you know, people want to friend me on my private page. But honestly, all the action is on my public page. So that's where you want to be. Okay? So like me there. And my website, again, is just my name, CynthiaFontaine.com. And in the beginning, we heard a really great song called You Light Up My Life, and that was by Kev Rowe. And you can find Kev and his music online at kevrowe.bandcamp.com. And he's a great artist out of New York, and he's got a brand new CD coming out. So check him out. You might want to, you know, pick up his CD for the holidays. And I love the fact that Kev gives me permission to use his music and that it's so appropriate for the show. So check that out. Okay, so I'm going to go to the switchboard now. And the first call is area code 509. And the last four digits are 0125. So hi. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Cynthia. I was like listening to your show, and did you have a yard sale too, like to get rid of all your stuff?
I did. Oh, nice. I did lots of things. I sold things on Craigslist. I had yard sale. Yeah, I did lots of things, and I gave a lot of stuff away too.
Nice.
Yeah, it was great, and it felt really fantastic to do that. What's your name, honey?
A relationship question. I've been seeing this guy, his name is Julian, and everything was really well until he had like some argument. Like it was kind of a serious one, and I basically cut him off. But after thinking things through, like I knew that I had gone too far for that, and we like, I don't know, he took me back. And then but he seems off now, like he's not as emotional as he used to, and he told me like he's scared to fall for me, and I'm like wondering like what you perceive like his feelings towards me, and how long do you see us going for, since I am moving away in like 4 months.
Okay, what's your name, honey?
Erica.
Okay, Erica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just confused, like I just don't want to be like, you know, a body to him.
Right. Now, were you guys separated for about 2 months?
Two weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. Okay, because I'm getting the number two. But it seems like did he already start distancing himself before that 2 weeks, before that argument?
No. No.
Okay.
Everything was really good, yeah. Like, we just click, and I'm not easily impressed or attracted, but, like, he got me, like, somehow.
Okay. And tell me how old you are.
I'm 20, and he's 19.
Okay. And did you start seeing him when he was 18 or you were 18? Because my guides are bringing the number 18 in.
I met him at O'Reilly's, but I think I did see him like a summer previous, but he never really
Okay.
started talking to me like until this summer. That's when he
Okay.
would like ask, yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you, was there anything significant that happened in your life when you were 18? Because my guides want to talk about 18.
No, I don't think so.
Were you seeing somebody? Did you move out of the house? Did you graduate from
Yeah,
school?
I moved away for college and got
Okay,
my own
okay.
place. Yeah.
Okay, because they want to talk about the shift to 18. Okay. And now they're saying that you didn't really have any close relationships before this fellow, right?
I'm very
Okay.
picky.
Okay. And embrace that pickiness, okay? Because it don't feel that that's a bad quality, all right? Embrace that. And don't feel that that's a bad thing or anything, okay? So embrace that you're picky and really start to sort of be clear about what you do like in a boy, okay? And what you'll put up with and what you won't put up with. I really don't see this relationship continuing long term for you. And that's okay. This was an experience for you to open up to the possibility of having a relationship in your life. Okay. And it felt pretty good while it was going on, you know? And so it was a new experience for you because even in your family, I don't see where you've had relationships where you could feel like you could share your heart. Is that right? Yeah. And so this was different for you because this gave you the opportunity to be a little bit more of who you really are. Okay. And I can see you giggling with him and having a lot of fun. And so, but know that that is now part of your life. Okay. Knowing that you'll always remember those happy moments and that part of you that has come out just a little tiny bit, you know, I'm just seeing a little part of you. And so that's cracked the door open. And, you know, now the next relationship, you can open it a little bit wider. And even in your relationships, your friendships, okay, you can crack the door a little bit wider. You really close the door with sharing your heart with people. And I believe that comes from, you know, your life growing up and your family and things like that, because it wasn't safe to share. And, I understand because I grew up in a family like that. You know, if you showed your feelings, you know, you got yelled at. What are you crying for? What the hell's the matter with you? You know, that kind of thing. Or you get smacked upside the head if you ever cried or had a feeling, you know? And so we had to be small. We weren't allowed to have feelings.
But
Go
what do
ahead.
you like? What is he like? What is he thinking like towards me now? Like, I just wanted to know like where he's at, and then like how long do you see it going for?
Well, you know, honey, that's going to be up to you because the energy has definitely shifted. He is not in it with both feet any longer. And I really feel like he's looking elsewhere. Okay. So I feel like he may be looking at other girls or I don't think he's talking to anybody yet, but he's looking at other girls. Okay. So I really don't feel like he's going to come back into the relationship fully, and that he's sort of preparing for an exit or for you to exit because you said you're moving in 4 months. Yeah, so he's before there was some thoughts of like, oh, what's he thinking about? He could even go with you or he could visit you or something like that. Yeah, and that's not on the table anymore.
So he doesn't like me anymore? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not that he doesn't like you anymore. It's just that you have to understand we all have our own things that we have to deal with on an emotional level that all comes back to our childhood, okay? So somewhere in his childhood, you know, that argument stirred something up for him and it shut him down, okay? And so I want you to be clear and be sure that just because of that one incident, I don't want you to start feeling like you can't share or speak your voice because this has happened, okay? Because this relationship is not on course for you and it's not in chart on your chart as a permanent relationship for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This was sort of like if you have a garden, a rock garden, okay, and there's all different size of rocks or stones in your garden. This is a really small stone in your garden. It's only about an inch and a half around, okay? So it's not even big enough to step on because it's so small. So it's not even a stepping stone for you to go, you know, for you in life, so to say. It's just giving you the opportunity to see the stone, to say, oh, look at that. There's a small stone in my garden. Oh, that's a cute little stone. So if you have this all these stones to choose from, and then next to this small stone that's cute in your garden, you have this stone that's like 3 or 4 feet around, and it's this beautiful crystal stone that, what's your favorite color or crystal?
Maroon.
What is it? Maroon. Okay. So maroon could be a ruby, okay? So you've got this beautiful maroon, deep ruby crystal that's sparkling and gleaming. And you look at this little stone in the garden and then look to your right and see this amazing, beautiful ruby just glistening. Which one do you rather have in your life?
The better one. The
okay.
Radiant.
Okay. So think about the relationship with Julian in that way. Because he's the little stone. He's the little stone in your garden.
Okay.
Okay. So take the gift that the relationship has given you. You know, it's given you the opportunity to show a little bit of who you are, because you really are a sweet, sweet person, and I just feel like that you would do anything for other people.
Mm-hmm. And that's why he says, like, he's scared to fall for me because he really likes me. But I don't know, I guess, like, I should just forget about him.
Well, you know, I mean, are you guys seeing each other at all right now?
Yeah. He's going to come over tomorrow.
Okay.
And we're just going to have dinner, at my place.
Okay. So, you know, you might want to just, if you have the opportunity, the conversation comes up, you may just want to say to him, you know, I understand. I know I'm leaving in 4 months, you know, and I just want to share with you that make a list of the gifts that the relationship has given you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And say to him, you know, these are the things that being in relationship with you has brought to me, and I just want to thank you. And it's okay if, you know, it doesn't continue far into the future. It's really okay. And
yeah,
if you,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I feel like you're okay with that, and that's why it's coming out. And I really want to, I want to give you a hug, because at 20 years old, most women could not be okay with that. They'd be like, oh my God, I'm a total wreck. What am I doing? Why am I breaking, you know, why am I feeling this way? And really self-doubt. So I love that about you. And you have such a kindness, but yet a clarity that, okay, I'm really okay with this. I really am okay with this. And, you know, my guides are saying that there'll be 2 more relationships to come in, okay? After you move and get settled in, what part of the country are you moving to?
I'm just going to go to the university, like 3 hours away.
Okay, so you're switching schools?
Yeah, I'm graduating.
Okay, great. Oh, good. Good for you. So are you on the West Coast?
Yeah, in the Northwest.
Okay, because I'm seeing the West Coast, and I'm seeing like the Pacific Northwest, and so you're going to meet new people and have new opportunities, and I'm not so sure that these new relationships are going to come with the school, but be after school. So are you graduating in May?
In March. I moved up there in March, like late March.
Okay, so you're graduating in March.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's after graduation that they'll come. And there's two solid guys there that one's got a really, really awesome smile. It looks like he has blue eyes and dark hair, okay? And so you've got two great guys waiting there in the wings, and just let it evolve. You're so young. You have your whole life ahead of you.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to law school and be a judge, and Julian's just not like, he's not motivated, so he's kind of like opposite in that sense, and that's just a turn off.
Okay, and that I can totally understand that. I'd love to see a picture of you to see what you look like, because we come in with a body type that totally fits our life purpose, and if you want to be a judge, I would have to expect that you are taller, thinner, you have good posture. That would be a person who would have the characteristics or have the life force to be able to step into a judgeship.
Email you one if you'd like.
Okay. I mean, does that fit your profile at all? Like, you know, and what
no.
you look like? Okay.
I'm very like skinny, short, like tight, stylish, and good looking.
Okay, well, yeah. Stylish and good looking, you know, can also fit into that. But you know, knowledgeable achievers are the ones who are really driven into things like jobs like that.
Politics.
So
I like politics, government, either a governor, an attorney for sure.
Okay.
All that.
But see, what you're going to bring to it is a softness with it, too, because you really have a soft heart. And so you could change the way things are done by going into a judgeship. And that's really what we need in society right now. We need to come away from the patriarchal things, way of doing things. And we're being supported by the universe to do that now. And have you put your applications in yet to law school?
No, I graduate in 2 months, so that's when I'm going to start applying for that. Yeah.
Okay, because it's looking like there'll be four different schools that you may look at, or four different schools that you apply to, and it looks like one may be pretty far away. It may even be on the opposite coast. Okay. So just be open to and see which one feels right to you, because you're really good at feeling.
All right.
So go with the feeling and see which one feels right to you, and then check in and let me know how you're doing.
All right. Do I have your email info for the picture?
My email is cynthia@cynthiafontaine.com.
At Cynthia what?
Cynthia at CynthiaFontaine.com.
Fontaine?
Fontaine. FONTAINE.
AINE
on the end. Yep. It's all just my name, honey.
Okay. All right. So it's on your website too, right?
It is I know it might be on my website.
Okay, I'll check. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, honey. You take good care. Bye bye. All right. So here we go. Now I am going to go to caller 516-4132. And I just want to make a note here that people get a little anxious because they feel like they're not being valued or they're not getting their turn. So that being said, that's something for you to really think about, because when you're triggered by other people, it's something in yourself that you need to look at, because it's a characteristic that you're rejecting and not taking on yourself. All right. So let's see. The caller is 516, last four digits, 4132. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Cynthia. My name is Sandra. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Sandra. You're welcome. What can I do for you today? We have 5 minutes.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my sister holding it down for me while I'm trying to find myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
great.
I guess what I'm kind of looking for, I'm really looking for the one. I'm, you know, of that age, and I guess I'm just ready for a serious relationship, something that's going to lead to marriage. I want to see what you see coming.
Okay. Do you have two children around you?
No, I have no children. I have a little kitty cat.
Okay, because I'm seeing two little kids, so then if you don't have them around you now, you do have them in your chart.
Okay. And for me personally to have? Or they could be his?
Yeah, they could be his, yes. Yeah. So definitely two children, and it does look like actually they'll be coming with him. And I'm just checking to see. And now, I'm not feeling like you have this burning desire to have your own children.
You know, not really, but I'm kind of open to it. I've always been open to it, but I haven't really met the right partner to really have a child with. So I guess that's why I've never had one.
Okay, and that's okay, because your chart is inflexible in that area. So if you don't end up having your own natural biological kids, that's okay. You're not going to be cheating yourself out of something that you charted to come in for with. Okay.
Thank you. I feel the
welcome.
Same way.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, because it's not that like, oh, you have to have two. No.
I think about it from time to time, but, you know, nothing too serious.
Right. And I've got the tools, so that's a confirmation that, you know, really be okay with that. Okay. And so this person looks like he has two children. They'll be smaller. Maybe I want to say between 3 and 5, possibly.
Wow.
Yeah, they'll be smaller. And it looks like he is – I see electronics around him. So I'm not sure if he'll – I don't think he's like a lineman or working on electronics that way. But I feel like he wears a suit, okay? So anyway, we only have 90 seconds left. So anyway, let me just see if I can get a timeline on this. They're not going to give me a timeline. And it's not somebody that you already know, but it looks like it's somebody that you'll meet at a party. I see wine glasses in people's hands. It could even be, I don't know why I'm looking at like an art show, an art gallery or something. Do you go to the gallery?
No.
Okay. So something to think about if there's any art gallery openings coming up.
Okay.
There might be some guy there in a suit and tie who is like, doesn't want to be there, but he's there to support somebody. Okay. But it looks like you'll meet him at a party, in a party situation with, because I see the wine glasses. Okay. And it could even be over the holidays. It could come in rather quickly, but the relationship won't blossom until later on.
Later on.
They're not giving me a time frame, but they're just they're making me like put my arm down the road. So it won't blossom until down the road. So you may meet him in the next 2 to 3 months, and we only have 10 seconds left, but it won't blossom until down the road.
Okay.
So
well,
I wish
thank
you
for that.
And you've got great things on your horizon.
Oh, that's excellent. Thanks so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome. I love you, everybody. Have a great day. I'll see you not next week because we have Thanksgiving. So I will see you in 2 weeks. Thanks so much. Love you all.